Hey guys, this is Sharon, your host for the Socialistic Approach podcast. And yes, it's been a few weeks since our last episode. Life has been happening, things are settling. You're going to be getting more consistent episodes coming up. But in the meantime, I've been having to take small gaps away from this important project that I do have, which is this podcast, and being able to connect to those listeners that have been really benefiting from the topics that we bring to the table here. And we are continuing our series on healing, and I am excited to have you all back here, you know, walking this journey with me, us learning together. On today's subject, we're going to be focusing on healing through boundaries. What are boundaries? We hear them all the time. Many of you that might be listening may already know what this means. Many others may have an understanding, but might want to dive deeper. So we're going to do that. And I'm going to give you just a basic definition. Boundaries are a way to create limitations, structure, and in a way that you're able to verbalize to help others understand your needs, where you're at, what you're willing to do, what you're not willing to do, and give those that you care about a fine line between what's available during that relationship and time together and what isn't, to protect you. And why is that so important when it comes to healing? Healing can involve so many things. Right now, you could be healing trauma. You could be healing a physical illness. You could be healing from burnout, stress, so many things. There's a large spectrum when it comes to healing and what we need and what we need in different seasons in our lives. But it's so important to keep in mind how boundaries are an important factor of not only ongoing healing, but healthy relationships that will contribute back to you in your life. And that's what it's all about, right? Socialistic approach. How do we approach these things that socially affect other people, that affect us in a way that also represents what we're carrying in our hearts and soul? And it's the type of holistic healing that I love. We're now going to have a brief break before continuing our conversation on healing through boundaries for a special announcement. Hey guys, I'm so excited to finally be able to announce the journey that I've been on for the last few months. I've been working with different organizations in order to be certified as a coach. This is super exciting for me, and I have a deep connection with the path that I'm walking in. It is what I believe to be my purpose and calling in life, to help others navigate through life, to help them navigate through conflict, to help them navigate through uncertainty, to help them see their goals come to life and see people thrive and flourish. And this is why I launched officially as a coach, and I'm now providing services. If you're interested in finding out more and connecting with me in a deeper way, there is many ways to contacting me. One will be through my business email, which is professionalandpersonalcoach@gmail.com. Another one will be to find my Instagram, which is life_coach_career. And you can use the learn more button in order to put in your inquiry, or you can just simply DM me on there. Again, guys, thank you so much for all the support and the time, and I hope to connect with you in a deeper way through a coaching session. I want us to look at boundaries through the lens of healing. Healing gives you the opportunity to recuperate, to get back to yourself, to regenerate, and to bring life back into your body and your overall wellness. And sometimes, some of the reasons why we are needing healing to begin with is because there were no boundaries in place from the very beginning. And this could be translated in many ways, both in the ways of it wasn't really under your control, but nonetheless, boundaries should it existed in that situation, or you didn't know better, you've been prone to be a people pleaser, and you don't know where to start with implementing your boundaries, or somewhere in the middle, because these are complicated topics. Boundaries are so applicable to so many scenarios in our lives that we could be describing something very deep, such as a form of abuse, and then also just regular daily life stuff, whether it's work, home, family dynamics. The point is that when we look at boundaries to the length of healing, this becomes about us and our well-being. The very best opportunities for us to thrive in our lives the way that we want to. And why it's so important that if we are in a healing journey, or we want to prevent going into a moment of disorder in our lives where we're going to need healing, boundaries are essential. When we don't have restrictions, when we don't have things prioritized, when we don't have specific things that we know are non-negotiable for us, we are opening the door for all sorts of illnesses and disorder in our lives. And it's important to grab hold of that, because without you, you can't do you. You feel me? Without you, there is no you. People need you, but you need you. And you need to be able to have tools that allow you to be that person every single day. I want to point out certain things to keep in mind when we're talking on the topics of boundaries. Keep in mind that boundaries are about you and not others. They're about what you need. Boundaries should not affect your relationships negatively. And if they do, then you have to consider a lot there. It's a red flag if boundaries are affecting the way that you're interacting with a person. Now, mind you, I'm not here to dictate what you should do in your relationships, but I am here to create awareness. And that awareness can lead you to many things. Unresolved issues in that relationship. Time that relationship may need in order to implement these boundaries. Or simply, that you really need to reconsider the whole relationship. Because again, boundaries should create healthy engagement, clarity, mutual love, and understanding and listening, not conflict. If there's conflict, then that means one party is not respecting those boundaries that are important to you. You can start small. Remember, this is about you. So what are some ways where you can start implementing boundaries? I have a few questions that I use during my coaching sessions. They're also posted on a three-part series on Instagram. Part one is already out. That could be essentially very useful for those who really want to analyze where to even start setting boundaries for themselves and other people. So I'm going to share a couple questions that can help you. You can pause this, take a moment to answer it. You can use it while journaling. You could do whatever is going to work the best for you. Because again, this is about who? You. So one question that I really love asking myself or other people, because I do this exercise as well, is what do I value? I mean, talk about a question that connects with the very core of who you are. And this question can help you in so many different ways. I'll give you an example. I was single for a very long time and had a really difficult time going back to dating. And I know many of my listeners might find this very relatable. It's hard sometimes to connect with others, especially when we have this thing called technology right in the mix of it. But one of the things that helped me navigate through dating, who I started spending my time more with, and when it was time to choose a partner, was connecting with what I valued. And those things helped me have a better definition of who I wanted to be around with. What do you value? When you're making a decision, if you're connected to your values, will that make it easier for you to make a decision that's more connected to who you are? Another question can be, what are my priorities? Values, priorities are two different things, but they connect. Values lead to what are the things that are important, whether the simple daily tasks or a project you're working on, or decisions that you have to make within a relationship or relationships. Where do I want to spend my time? Time is so valuable and we don't get enough of it. Like the saying goes, life is short. So where do you want to invest your time? What kind of things will give you a return on that investment? What are the things that fit my life and the ones that don't? This is a great question to help you identify what really ties to those values, to those priorities, and what doesn't, and simply needs to be either put away, delegated, or just really never talked about again. Another question can be, how does this affect my mental and physical health? Without your health, you can't do much. And I tell you that from experience, from someone who suffered from burned out, suffered from chronic pain, still manages those things. Once your health starts deteriorating, you're going to be very limited on what you can do and why it's so important, guys. And I say this with a lot of passion, but also so much love and care. For those who are listening, take care of yourself. Don't do things that are really affecting your health, your mental health, your physical health in negative ways. At the end, if you don't have that, you're not going to have a lot of things in life. And that is certainly top of the list. Also, a great question to just connect to the integrity and the commitment that you have for yourself. Am I staying true to myself by committing to this? What a great question for someone that is trying to build on their confidence and to try to become aware of their self-pleasing tendencies. Am I staying true to myself in this? Where do I stand in this? What am I willing or not willing to do? What is negotiable? Am I selling myself short? Am I selling myself out? Man, these questions can just continue leading you into more deep discovery with yourself. And this is something that us as coach do. We use intuition. We use our gut. We use listening. We use the connection that we have with the person in front of us to really connect questions that are going to help you discover you in that moment. How beautiful is that? I'm honored to share these questions with you today. I'm honored that they can be of help. And I am so grateful for those who are listening to this podcast. I hope that this content continues to help you, because that is truly the purpose that I want to bring to my audience. And again, if you want to connect deeper with me, contact me at that email, professionalandpersonalcoach@gmail.com. You guys take care of yourselves. Remember that boundaries will result in positive outcomes throughout your healing journey, because they allow you to be the focus. Until next time.